Testing 1-2, 1-2-3, testing 1-2, 1-2-3. A wildfire in the far northwest part of the state has now charred more than 6,000 acres. The Sheep Draw fire is threatening some structures and natural gas wells in the area. It could hit 80 degrees in parts of the state on Tuesday. Officials continue to warn about the high fire danger in parts of the state with the unseasonably hot and dry weather. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray has more. Crews are working to hold the lines on the Sheep Draw fire burning in open grass and timber in Harding County. Jenny Lauver is with the State Office of Wildland Fire. She says National Guard helicopters are dumping water on the blaze and firefighters are stationed at nearby homes and natural gas wells for extra protection. Lauver says, as always, the effort to stop the advance of this fire depends on Mother Nature.
They're expecting this fire to be wrapped up in 4 to 5 days. However, that will really depend on how fire operations go with the heat that we're expecting and the dropped relative humidity that we're expecting. So if all goes well, that's our target date, but we'll just see what happens here in the next couple days.
The cause of the Sheep Draw fire is still under investigation. Lauver says a lightning storm was reported in the area prior to ignition, but it's not yet known if it sparked this incident. Officials are also pointing out another common cause of recent fires in the Black Hills: guns.
We've had several fires in the past several weeks where it's been determined that the cause has been from hot projectiles from shootings.
Scott Jacobson with the Forest Service says anyone shooting in the Black Hills needs to be aware that firearms can cause fires.
You know, shooting is a great pastime for people in the hills. They enjoy going out and shooting. And, you know, we just want people to be aware that the grass is dry and there's dry fuels out there. And, you know, just them hot projectiles, sparks and ricochets can cause fires pretty quickly.
Parts of the state remain under a red flag warning, meaning a heightened fire danger with warm temperatures, low humidity, and winds. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.